Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
All my friends know a lowrider.
I wish I had a lowrider.
You do.
What if they have a lowrider game?
You've never seen yourself from behind. Hey, it's the computer corner.
Hey now.
Really?
Hey, that was the mirror you were looking at, by the way.
Hey, last night's newsletter sent out the link to the National Do Not Call Registry. So if you don't know how to get there, you should have subscribed, I guess, huh?
Yesterday was the first day where that was active, and you could go either to a website or call a special phone number. And they said in their first 24 hours, they had almost a million people calling up.
Yeah, in fact, it got really slow.
Well, I would imagine that's a lot of hits for a day.
So if you're not a subscriber to the newsletter and you want the web address, I guess I'll be nice and give it to you.
All right.
DoNotCall.gov.
That's not that hard.
We'll take you there.
There's no tildes, no slashes. Do not call, no spaces, no dashes, no hyphens, no blankety blanks. Just DoNotCall.gov.
And what you'll do is you'll sign up, give them your phone number, your email address, and it's the government, so you can trust them.
Right.
It'll take about 3 months, I guess, before this thing will kick in, or 2 months or something.
It might take some time, so don't expect them to go away instantly. We do live in the instant age, but it's not always instant. So,
hey, Michael, am I gonna trample on your news if I talk about this recording industry initiative?
No, you're not.
Okay. Also in last night's newsletter, very important for you pirates out there.
You people that were former Napster users then became BearShare users and now are Kazaa users.
And now are an eMule.
Right. How do we know this?
I don't know. If you like to try music before you buy it and you find yourself not ever buying it, you might be a pirate.
What are you, Jeff Foxworthy?
You
might be a redneck pirate.
Yeah. The recording industry is now looking for people that have large amounts of files available to share on these file sharing networks. And they claim they're going to start going after people that have huge libraries of files that can be shared.
Get a clue.
If you think this thing through, if everybody freaks out about that and turns off the sharing portion of their file sharing,
which is the most obvious thing to do, right?
I can get files, but I won't share mine. If everybody did that, the whole system would collapse because then there would be no files to share.
Right.
So it's kind of an interesting approach that the recording industry is taking. Well, let's see what happens, but pirate beware.
Rather than block the getters, block the suppliers, getters will go away because the getters are the suppliers.
We'll see.
And vice versa.
As they say in television and radio news, to be continued. We'll continue to follow this story. All right.
Breaking news.
No, not really.
This just in the wake of...
No.
I love all radio news, everything saying.
Let's do radio talk show now, shall we?
I guess. Let's go. You know, Outlook Express is a common thread today, and we've got Karen in Glendale who has her own Outlook Express problems.
Karen, welcome to the computer corner.
Hi.
Do you play games? Before we get into your question, do you play any kind of games?
I don't play games on a computer.
No. Oh, just in life, huh?
I play with grandchildren.
Oh. Have you ever tried, like, any of the card games or any of the...
Oh, long time ago before I got too busy to do that.
Well, you know you can do all this now online. You don't have to load any software. You don't have to buy anything. It's all free, and you can join people anywhere in the world and sit down at a table they were playing.
You can play bridge with someone in the UK.
Or were the London Bridge is up in this Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu City. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Little TMI for me.
There you go. Your question, ma'am.
I run a small little nonprofit organization, and we're still quite poor. And we do send out a newsletter.
Okay.
And I know how to do the group, put it into a group thing in the Outlook Express. However, it also, all those names go on to my regular email account, and I use my own personal computer for this, so it's clogging it all up. So,
what do you mean by clogging it up?
Well, there's just too many names on there because they not only go into the group, they go on to the whole...
Your main listing of all your addresses.
The main listing, yes. Okay. Uh-huh. And then if I ever have to eliminate names, I have to take it out of the group and off the main listing.
And you're using Outlook Express?
Yes.
And you probably did not create separate what are called identities?
No.
Okay,
but
well, that's...
I just wondered if yeah, there's just another way to...
Yeah, yeah, there's a couple different options. First, give us an idea of how big this group is as far as how many members or how many newsletter subscribers you have.
Probably about 200 right now.
Okay, nothing out of control.
No.
You got a couple different options. If you're already comfortable with working with Outlook Express and happy with that as a tool and it's doing the job you need, but you just don't like it kind of scrambled up with all of your old other personal stuff,
right?
You can do what Ken kind of started to allude to, which is create an Outlook Express identity.
Do you know how to do that?
I don't think so.
Okay. If you click on the File menu, click on File.
This is within Outlook Express.
Right. You open up Outlook Express, click on File, and about three-quarters of the way down, you'll see one that says Identities. It's got a little arrow to the right.
Okay.
And then you can, one of the items is Add New Identity. Now, are these two separate email accounts, or are they just one email account, but you want two separate address books?
Well, I have different email accounts, but I just don't want to have all these newsletter people in my personal address file.
The newsletter people, you just want to be able to go to this identity, and just whenever you want to send something out, you'll go through that. You'll never receive mail for those groups?
No.
Okay. Well, then what you would do...
Unless they want to take their name off the list, I guess.
Yeah, which would basically go to your primary if you have one actual email address that you're working with here.
Okay.
Basically, what you would do is click on Add New Identity and create a new identity that has a different title for it, but has the same settings as your email program now.
Okay.
And then you'd have to basically recreate or move those email addresses over into this new identity. But basically what it does is it allows Outlook Express to create separation of different accounts, different address books, so all the messages and everything that you send out will always be in that newsletter identity.
Uh-huh.
And then everything else will be in your personal identity.
Okay.
And that's how you can kind of keep them separated.
That sounds good.
It's a fairly complicated process. So, you know that thing that nobody likes to use in every program that's ever been made? It's called help.
Oh.
You dig around in there, that might help you out. And the other thing you might want to consider trying, if that's going to get a little complicated for you, is going to one of the free online places like yahoogroups.com or one of the other free, like eGroups, or I think there's one called Intranets. There's a bunch of them out there that have usually like a free offering, and then they have like premium services that let you do some more. But Yahoo would be one that you could check out, and they have a groups thing there, and you could go and kind of transfer all the stuff into there and let it be kind of managed online, and it allows people to add themselves and take themselves out and do a couple of other little things that'll help you administrative-wise in handling that list.
And that's probably a good suggestion for the long haul. If you're going to continue to do this and your group numbers are going to grow, there is a point at which, depending upon who your ISP is and how everything's configured, that if you get this group that you're sending to gets too big,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say, oh, we got a spammer on our hands, right?
Oh, no.
Or you're sending too much mail, or you know, there's things that can happen along that line. So if you're going to continue to do this, you know, we send out a newsletter every week. It's got about 25,000 people. If we were to do that out of our personal accounts,
right.
We'd probably get a little email or a little something from our provider saying, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had to go to a more formalized way to do group sending and do it properly so you don't get listed as a spammer. You get blacklisted, and then suddenly people can't get your stuff.
Oh, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one of these some free and real low-cost ones out there, because you're a nonprofit and because of what you're doing, and you only have a couple hundred subscribers, it's not a big deal right now to go and get set up with one of those free group places out there. So
I think groups.yahoo.com will take you right to that that area.
So they could handle a PDF file?
Yeah, that you can put attachments and all that, just like a regular. It's just webmail.
It's a free deal, so go check it out there. Sign yourself up and go and play with it a little bit and see if it's something that's going to work for you.
Well, one of the cool things, though, if you're going to do the group, you set up a group, you can actually post the file at the website at yahoogroups.yahoo.com. You'd post it there, and so instead of having to send the PDF to all 200 people, you send a message saying, here's where the PDF is, and then they go to that site and download it from there.
Okay. So, I noticed something on your site that said something about a newsletter service. Does this have any relation? I mean, would that apply to that?
Well, ours is actually, if you want to do your own marketing through newsletters and email, it's a system that allows you to create specialized emails either with HTML where it's more than just simple text.
Uh-huh.
And also, if you really want a professional way of doing it, you can actually track how many people opened the email, how many people clicked on each of the links, so that you really have an idea of what happened. So it's a real, it's for, you know, for people that really want to know what's going on and they're really serious about email marketing.
Keep in mind, all those things add cost. So if you're looking for a cheaper, a free way to do it, that's, you know, it does cost some money to do those kinds of things, because then there's costs and things involved in getting that kind of thing done. So.
Okay. Well, we'll check out these other options first. And
you got it.
I appreciate your help.
And for those of you that missed it, it's groups.yahoo.com. It's an interesting place if you've got any kind of group, little league team, poker club, anything like
Pretty
that.
Pretty cool stuff, yeah.
That's great.
All right?
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
All right, Karen.
Oops, I cut her off before she said bye.
You didn't.
She said bye. And then
I cut her off.
I did it.
Hey, Garrett.
Yes, sir?
Say something so your wife goes, why'd you go down there?
Oh, just to justify the fact that I am here and not out drinking coffee at the shop down at the corner.
Gotcha. Right? Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got the bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
We got to actually take a quick break, so along the theme of bye-bye.
Yeah, semi-bye-bye.
Semi-bye-bye. We got to go bye-bye for a quick second. I've been around my kid too long.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Greg, Rod, Bruce, Max, and a free line open at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Mike Hal Valdivia on the other side of the glass there, and special Garrett Pella, gamer geek guy,
something
here in studio today with us. We're talking about gaming today. And
we have, you know what, let's take the next call. Didn't we have a gaming guy?
Greg, when we come back from our break, that's who we're going to talk to first. He's talking about games that do it and did it for him. So
something
stick
like
around, a lot more show to go.